So, I've had a very long day. My truck is still broken down. I've been working on it all day, every day for the last several days. And I just got back to my room and I really want to sleep. I'm really tired, having a couple of health concerns. I mean, nothing big, but it just sucks, you know? But this video was laid upon me. There's no other two ways to say it. I had a variety of things I wanted to talk about, but I guess in this one, we're going to talk about a little place called Israel. See that place right there? Israel. If you want to see what it looks like from the ground, I'll show you. It doesn't really look like a place that's at war, does it? It looks like a place that suddenly is just bought new property or something, and they're going in there and they're clearing it out so that they can sell this property to Americans, even though it's still allegedly at war. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. They have their directive. They're killing people any way they feel like it. Nobody's saying a thing about it. And then they're going in and completely razing the land, as you can see. Now, how did they get all this land? Well, let's take a peek at that.
This is southern Lebanon, Sunday morning. There's been a major escalation in the war of attrition between Hezbollah and Israel. Israel resumed targeting what it says are Hezbollah sites hours after Hezbollah carried out its retaliation for the killing of one of its top military commanders last month. Hundreds of rockets were fired at military bases across northern Israel in what Hezbollah called the first phase of its response. But this wasn't the main part of the operation. The attacks were intended to distract Israel's air defense capabilities, opening a corridor that allowed armed drones to hit what the group called a qualitative target deep inside Israel. Hours later, Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah revealed that was the second phase of the operation, which he said was a success despite Israeli denials.
Now, before this dastardly attack by a bunch of people who live under the jackboot control of Israel in their metal and concrete neighborhoods known as the Gaza Strip, 2 weeks before they decided to just attack, Benjamin Netanyahu gave this speech.
A great blessing. The blessing of a new Middle East.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday, while addressing the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, held up a map of the new Middle East without Palestine, thereby triggering yet another controversy. The new Middle East illustration showed the West Bank and Gaza within the boundaries of Israel. He displayed two maps during his speech. One depicted Israel's geography in 1948, accentuating its seclusion in the Middle East without the Allies. The second illustration included countries that have peace agreements with Israel, which included Egypt, Sudan, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Jordan. In his speech, he underlined the significance of bolstering ties with Arab countries, with a special emphasis on Saudi Arabia. After his address, he took to social media platform X and wrote, "The greatest achievement in my life is to fight for you, the Israeli people, and for our country. Shabbat Shalom."
Now, isn't that coincidental that he gave this speech and then weeks later, Hamas attacked, allowing him to make exactly what he's talking about right here come to fruition? Because it is. It absolutely is. It's just a coincidence, though. It's just a complete, utter, crazy, strange coincidence. You know what I mean? We all remember this, right? Remember the Wile E. Coyote thing? Oh, look, he's even using the bomb in the Roadrunner. Oh, actually, somebody put that in. Good, good. It's funny that I'm saying Wile E. Coyote and somebody else caught it. But fortunately for him, in order for him to make this plan come to fruition, he needed to have a reason to be provoked. And provoked he was. And now we're watching a country in the Middle East just randomly bombing any other country they want. Oh, we just bombed Iran because some dude was there. Trust us, because we said so. This is him foreshadowing exactly what he's going to have happen, period. Let's listen. Now, if you don't believe me, let's listen to some people that were IDF soldiers that lived in Israel and know all about it, shall we?
Several former members of the Israeli Defense Force have come forth because they are extremely concerned about what is going on in Israel. They testify how the military in Israel is the most advanced high-tech army in the entire world. They also reveal how the borders between Israel and Gaza are the most heavily secured borders anywhere on Earth. High-tech sensors alert the Israeli Defense Force from the moment that even a small animal approaches the borders. Yet, hundreds of Hamas fighters were not only able to approach the border, but they blew up the fences. They entered Israeli territory and started destroying homes and burning down villages and killing Israeli people without any semblance of defense by the Israeli military. Turns out that shortly before this attack, the government had ordered the removal of all military presence from that area. Hamas was literally given a free pass to enter and start their operation. In the next videos, you will hear former members of the Israeli Defense Force explain that something very, very, very concerning is going on in Israel.
שתפו את הסרטון הזה כמה שיותר, כי תקשיבו רגע, אני שירתתי כסמבצית חיר במהלך מלחמת צוק איתן, אני שירתתי באוגדת עזה, כל השירות שלי היה תומכת לחימה בזמן מלחמת צוק איתן שעזה הייתה באוגדת עזה. תקשיבו לי ותקשיבו לי טוב, אין מצב בעולם שיכולה להיות כזאת התקרבות לגדר, אוקיי? מבלי שאנחנו לא נדע מזה. התצפיתניות יושבות בבונקרים, 4 שעות, הן לא יכולות לעשות ככה. הן מול מסך. לא יכול להיות מצב, שום מצב, שהיו מהירים אותי בלילה על יונה, על חסידה שהתקרבה לגדר, על, 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 על מקק שעבר מתחת לגדר, היו מקפיצים את כל הגזרה. איך נכנסו עם טרקטורים? איך נכנסו עם טרקטורים, 400 איש, ואף אחד לא שם לב.
October 7th, 2023. This is Efrat Fenningson, and I'm here to share an update from Israel-Hamas war, which started this morning. Apparently, Israeli defense forces that were supposed to be around Gaza were placed around the West Bank because of security concerns, so that the Gaza envelope was left unoccupied with military. They say around 60-80% of that area was left without the IDF forces that were supposed to be there. A year ago, there was a military operation in Gaza to prepare for such events, and ongoingly, there are trainings for these kind of scenarios. This raises serious questions for me, anyway, about Israeli intelligence. What happened? 2 years ago, there was a successful deployment of underground barriers with sensors to alert exactly on these kind of terrorist breaches. Israel has one of the most advanced and high-tech armies. How come there was zero response to the border and fence breaching? I cannot understand that. Personally, I served in the IDF 25 years ago in the intelligence forces. There's no way, in my view, that Israel did not know of what's coming. A cat moving alongside the fence is triggering all forces. So this? What happened to the strongest army in the world? How come border crossings were wide open? Something is very wrong here.
How come the strongest army, the strongest intelligence, the most sophisticated intelligence in the world, in Israel, makes it possible for few hundred Hamas fighters to enter Israel and make all of this happen, while in that area, the Hamas fighters did not meet Israeli army over any defense or any protection or anything, as if the Israeli government was planning to offer the Hamas fighters this whole area on a silver plate.
To show a great blessing, the blessing of a new Middle East.
So that basically explains all the answers that the ex-IDF soldiers from Israel that live in Israel had, that they were asking. How could all this happen? Because weeks before this unbelievable attack by Hamas that caught Israel completely off guard, Benjamin Netanyahu was showing everybody this new plan for a new Middle East. How is this completely, how is this getting by the goalie? How does nobody understand this? And what does Donald Trump think about Israel? Let's see that real quick, shall we?
It's truly my honor to be here this evening to celebrate our progress to deepen the incredible partnership between the United States and Israel. And it suffered very gravely in the last administration. I don't know if you know that. So many of you voted for people in the last administration. Someday you'll have to explain that to me, because I don't think they liked Israel too much. I'm sorry. I don't think they liked Israel too much. After 8 long years in which our alliance was undermined and neglected, I am happy to report that the United States-Israeli relationship is stronger now than ever before. I want to extend my heartfelt congratulations to all the people of Israel on the 75th anniversary year of your country's founding. The State of Israel is the fulfillment of a dream that endured through generations of hardship and through the bottomless evils of the Holocaust, the dream of a Jewish state in the Jewish homeland. Against all odds, the State of Israel was born, and now more than 7 decades later, Israel has not just survived, it has prospered as a blessing of Almighty God to the entire world. As president, it was my honor to be the best friend the people of Israel have ever had in the White House. I withdrew from the horrendous Iran nuclear deal. I kept my promise and officially recognized the eternal capital of Israel and opened the American embassy in Jerusalem. I also recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, something that nobody thought was even possible to get. I did more for Israel than any other president, probably times 10, and that's okay. We did a great job, and I'm very proud of it. Great people, incredible people, brave people. And with the historic Abraham Accords, we even created peace in the Middle East, the most important diplomatic breakthrough in many generations. Once again, to our Israeli friends, congratulations on this joyous occasion. The American people will stand with you always, and so will I. Thank you.
So clearly, Donald Trump has a serious relationship with Israel. He loves Israel. He'll stand by Israel for any reason. But why is it that America sends so much of your money to Israel every single day and allows Israel to attack any country around it without saying a word? Why is that? Let's see if Donald Trump can answer that for us.
As a blessing of Almighty God to the entire world, Almighty God to the entire world,
okay, so you see, there it is right there. America and Donald Trump support Israel because of Almighty God. Almighty God. See, I can't understand this to save my life at all. Why is it that people that live in a country like America, where God is now shunned and laughed at as some guy sitting in the clouds, not paying attention, like basically like Joe Biden sitting up in the clouds running things?
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Let's hear what Israelis think about God. And think about Christians, okay? Straight up from the horse's mouth.
אתה רואה, אתה רואה גויים כשווים, כבני אדם.
כן,
תודה. אוקיי, כל הזכויות שיש לך, כאילו, מגיע להם.
אני רואה את עצמי כמיוחד יותר, אבל ודאי שווה זכויות.
אוקיי, מה זה אומר מיוחד יותר? באיזה מובן? מישהו שלא מבין.
במובן הדתי.
אוקיי, שזה נושא מלחמה.
אני חושב שיש לי ייעוד גדול יותר. הייעוד שלי הוא חשוב יותר.
Do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same?
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Are they Jewish?
No.
So what's the purpose of the question?
People outside want to know, from a Haredi point of view, do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same?
I'll answer you politically. In the eyes of Hashem...
I don't want political. Yeah, okay, fine, go.
In the eyes of Hashem, we all are created. In the eyes of God. We are all created as but as you know, as the Chumash, the Bible says, the Jews are the chosen nation. So you can't exactly consider that when you're there's testimony from Hashem that we are different. So it's not my opinion, it's Hashem's opinion. I just happen to follow Hashem.
האם גויים, אנשים לא יהודים, הם פחות או inferior, כאילו, to Jews, ליהודים?
הם נחותים ליהודים.
נחותים, כן.
בשום אופן לא. אין שום קשר. אין שום קשר יהודי וגוי לגבי רמת משכל או רמת מוסריות. זה רק עניין של מסורות. ליהודים יש מסורת מסוימת, לגויים יש מסורת אחרת. הם יכולים להיות כאן וכאן, להתחלף. שום קשר.
האם אתה רואה גויים כשווים, כאילו בזכויות, כבני אדם?
אני רואה אותם כן, כיצירה של הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה לא משנה. מבחינת אדם הם אדם. שהתנהגו כמו בן אדם, אז הם שווים כאדם.
למה אתה חושב שהם לא מתנהגים?
לא אמרתי שהם לא, אמרתי אם הם לא מתנהגים.
למה זה אז עלה לך על הראש?
כי גם אני, לא רק גויים, גם יהודי, שלא מתנהג כיהודי, הוא לא נחשב, התורה אומרת להרוג אותו גם, אם צריך.
להרוג אותו?
כן. בטח, יש הלכות, מה, לפי התורה אני אומר, לא... ולכן אני אומר, מי שמתנהג כבן אדם, ויש לו את הזכות להיות בן אדם, אז יש לו זכויות של אדם. מי שמתנהג כחד שלום לא כאדם, אין לו דינים של אדם.
האם אתה רואה אנשים יהודים ולא יהודים כאותו דבר, כאותו דבר?
פות שיש איזשהו הבדל בין יהודים ללא יהודים.
מה אתה מבדיל בין יהודים ולא יהודים? כאילו בקטע, אתה חושב שהם שווים?
האם אני חושב שהם שווים או מה דעתי?
דעתך, האם הם שווים?
דעתי שעדיין הם לא שווים.
שמה?
שעדיין אין שוויון.
לא, לא, זה בסדר. האם אתה רואה, נגיד שיש לך שכן שהוא יהודי, ושכן בצד השני שהוא לא יהודי. אתה אוהב אחד ולא אוהב, זה לא משנה.
אוקיי.
אתה רואה אותם כאותו דבר?
כן.
שווים, כאילו...
כן.
האם אתם רואים יהודים ולא יהודים, גויים, כשווים?
כן, אשר הוא. אין לי שום הבדל.
אין שום הבדל, חנתך.
עד שהוא לא עושה לי רע, אני לא...
למה שהוא יעשה לך רע?
דוגמה, ערבים, אתמול היה פגיע.
לא, אבל נגיד, אתה מישהו פה, שוודיה, אין לו משהו נגד.
אני אתן כסף לגוי שנזקק או משהו, אוסף כסף, אין שום בעיה, מאוד
אוהב. יש לך דעה אחרת?
קצת שונה, אני כן חושב שיהודי הוא קצת יותר... כאילו, ודאי שיהיה לי עדיפות גדולה הרבה יותר לעזור ליהודים מאשר לגוי.
למה?
למה? כי יהודי הוא אח שלי.
אוקיי. נגיד מצב שיש שני אנשים ברחוב שצריכים כסף, אתה נותן לשניהם או רק ליהודי?
נותן לשניהם.
אבל ליהודי בחיבה יותר.
אתה סתם אומר את זה?
לא, אני אתן לשניהם בשביל... דבר ראשון כי אני בן אדם. אוקיי. הדבר שני, כי לא ליצור סינה.
אוקיי. Do you see Jews and non-Jews as the same? כאילו שווה ערך?
No.
אוקיי, explain.
I see Jews as the chosen nation.
אוקיי.
They were chosen by Hashem.
Does it make Jews better?
Makes Jews different.
Okay.
Like so, not all of our body parts are the same. They're all the same parts of the body, but there's the mind, there's the heart, there's the foot. They're not all the same. They're all part of the same body.
Do they deserve the same rights? Let's put it that way.
what the...
Jews, non-Jews, anyone who lives here, let's say. Does everyone deserve the same? You treated the same. Let's put it that way.
I think not. I think that this is the nation of the Jews, that the Jews should have more rights than the non-Jews.
Like, give me an example of a right that a Jew should have that a non-Jew shouldn't.
Right now, there's a right for Jews to come to Israel and to get your citizenship, which isn't for all non-Jews. Mm-hmm. This is the land of the Jews. All Jews can come and live here. I think that Jews should have more rights than non-Jews.
Can you give an example? Maybe even a law that doesn't exist, or a right that doesn't, that should exist.
I think that the Jews should get land here, like the Bible says that each Jew, when Yeshua came with the Jews to Israel, each one got his own plot of land. So I think that each Jew should get his own plot of land, and non-Jews shouldn't.
What about the ones who are already here?
There's a lachak issue of having non-Jews in Israel. There's what's called the Gir Toshav, someone who has, if he keeps the seven laws of Bnei Noach,
the Noahide laws,
then he could live in Israel.
So right there, in a nutshell, is what the Jews think of other people that are non-Jews. According to them, they were chosen by God. They are God's chosen people, the apple of God's eye. Well, the apple of God's eye were the Israelites. These are not the Israelites. These are a bunch of Jews killing their neighbors, getting all your tax dollars, and then still saying that you're not equal in any way. So you have that. It is what it is. What are you going to do? What makes the United States give so much money to Israel? I just don't understand it. It's like half of our government is secretly Israeli. You know what I mean? But that's ridiculous. Oh, my mistake. It turns out that 89% of our senators in Congress hold dual citizenship with Israel. 89% of our senators and congressmen hold dual citizenship with Israel. We are in Syria because of Israel. Ask yourself who are the real traitors to the country sacrificing American soldiers for the benefit of the foreign country. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. And Trump is absolutely zero different. Trump is a Zionist, which means his first allegiance is to Israel, and he's made that pretty clear over the years. Joe Biden is also a Zion. Don't let it get twisted. And the reason you don't hear about this on the mainstream media is they own the mainstream media. They own pretty much all of Hollywood, and that's a fact. The Jews have been running Hollywood since day one. It's not a secret. Well, actually, I guess it is an open secret, but these people are not the Israelites, straight up. And all they do is brainwash people and literally take away the moral fabric of countries using music and disgusting movies and disgusting narratives. They've been doing it for a long, long time. And the fact that 89% of our senators in Congress hold dual citizenship, how on earth could these people possibly be senators in Congress when they don't have any allegiance to one singular country? Do you see what I'm saying? This is a problem. This is a problem that's been going on for a long time. And I'm just getting sick of people that are quote-unquote woke, hating on Israel simply because it's fashionable, and they don't even know why, okay? They don't even know why. If you say anything about Israel absolutely massacring the Palestinian people, you're an anti-Semite. Well, this just in, the Palestinians are the most Semitic people on earth. And the Palestinians, based on what I'm seeing Israel doing right now, are probably the actual Israelites. And that's why the Jews are slaughtering them. Do you want to know what the Jews in Israel think about Jesus and God? Do you? Cool. Here we go.
Who is Jesus to you? Mi ze Yeshu bishvilcha?
Yeshu ze anavi shel hanotzrim.
אתם רוצים להוסיף משהו?
לא, אבל אני עושה את זה. הנביא, האלוהים של הנוצרים.
אוקיי.
בן אדם טוב היה. עליי חם. הוא היה צדיק.
אוקיי.
כמו משה רבנו שלנו. מה? צריך לכבד. כמו שיש את מוחמד, יש את ישו, ויש את האלוהים שלנו, ויש את משה רבנו שלנו. היה בן אדם טוב, הייתי בקייטנה ביחד.
Who is Jesus to you?
Oh, it's a hard question. A cousin. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess for me it's nothing.
Okay.
I guess it's someone for people who consider themselves Christian, but for me it's nothing.
Okay. Now I'll explain why I asked that specific question. People outside of Israel who are Christians, very religious, they don't really understand how Jews live in the... this is my impression. They don't understand how Jews live in the land where Christianity was born and don't know much or follow Christianity. So they ask Israelis, who is Jesus for them? What is Jesus? Why don't they believe in Jesus?
I don't look at Israel as a Jewish state. I look at it as a country that I've been born. And
okay.
I love it because I grew up here and I love it and I got used to it, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't look at this country as something religious because, thank God, it's going the other direction now.
Okay.
I just want that last statement she said to marinate for a second. Just for a second, you know what I mean? What she just said is, fortunately, she doesn't consider Israel a religious country, because thank God it's going in the other direction. Thank God it's going in the other direction. Israel is not a religious country. It's going in the other direction. Remember that, or don't.
Thank God it's going the other direction now.
Okay.
I'm not religious at all.
Okay, so you're not religious, so...
Yeah, I do have a lot of family that they are, but I'm not religious.
Okay. Mi ze Yeshu bishvilech?
Yeshu ze miyased dat ha-Natzrut.
Okay. Ani chushev shema shehem rotzim ledat ze lama anachnu yehudim lo ma'aminim b'Yeshu, shehu ha-Mashiach, kilo.
Kodem kol, ani bachura datiya. מאמינה במה שהיהדות שמה לפנינו. ישו הגיע אלפי שנים אחרי. אדם היה יהודי, אבל הלך לדת אחרת. הקים דת אחרת.
השאלה הראשונה זה מי זה ישו בשבילנו, בשביל היהודים? איזה עמדה יש לו?
ישו נולד לאמא היהודייה, או בעיקרון יהודי. והנוצרים לקחו אותו כמנהיג שלהם.
אוקיי.
הם טוענים שהוא לא נולד מאמא בכלל, הוא כאילו...
מאבא, כאילו אבא שלו אלוהים, כן, נכון.
אבל אנחנו יודעים שהוא נולד כן מאבא.
אוקיי. מאיפה אנחנו יודעים בעצם?
זה מובן בתלמוד הבבלי.
אוקיי, מה כתוב?
שמי התאברה. כתוב שם מי התאברה, אני לא זוכר בדיוק את השם. אם תרצה, אני...
יכול להיות. יוסף, כי היה לו הבעל יוסף.
אני לא זוכר ממי התאברה.
בסדר, גם אני לא מומחה בזה. אוקיי. אבל אין לו עמדה, יש לו עמדה ספציפית ביהדות, נגיד באסלאם, יש לו עמדה ספציפית כפרופט.
את תורת ישו אני לא מכיר. אני לא יודע מה העמדה שלו לגבי היהדות.
אוקיי. אוקיי, ואני מניח למה הם שואלים, וזה למה אנחנו לא מאמינים בישו כהמשיח. אתה יכול לדבר על זה.
למה אנחנו לא מאמינים שמה?
שהוא המשיח.
למה כן? למה שנאמין? מה ההסבר שהוא כן המשיח?
אני לא יודע, אני לא נוצרי. אני יכול להסביר לך. אבל יש להם בטח סיבות, אבל למה הוא לא?
אוקיי, אני אוכל להתווכח אתך, דרי, שתגידי לי את הטענה שלך.
זהו, אני לא יודע מה הטענות, אין לי מושג. אני צריך להכין מראש, סורי. סורי נוצרים, אין לי מושג. אבל לפי, יש כאילו למה הוא לא? כאילו מה צריך להיות? שהוא יהיה משיח? או שמישהו יהיה משיח?
הוא לא משיח.
אוקיי.
עכשיו... הטענה שלהם שהוא משיח, אבל יכול להיות בגלל שהוא לא נולד מאבא, כאילו ישיר מאלוקים, אני לא יודע.
לא, אני יודע שהוא בא באמת לחם, הבית של יסי, יס, כאילו מהבית הנכון, וחוץ מזה, לא יודע.
אבל זה לא מדבר לגבי היהדות, זה לא המשיח.
זה לא המשיח, אז מי המשיח יכול להיות?
אנחנו אף אחד לא יודע. מי שיודע, מי שיודע לא אומר, מי שאומר לא יודע.
מה זה אומר?
מי שיודע...
כן, אבל מה בראש?
הוא לא אומר, הוא לא אומר אלה. מי שיגיד לך שהוא יודע, סימן שהוא לא יודע.
אוקיי. אז אין, אבל לא, אני בתור יהודי, אני תמיד חשבתי שיש, כאילו, המשיח חייב להיות X, Y, Z.
לא, אף אחד לא יודע.
אוקיי. אז איך נדע שהוא פה?
יהיה בסדר, אנחנו נדע.
אוקיי, תודה.
Who is Jesus for you?
דמות בשביל אנשים שלא חושבים לבד.
אוקיי. No, I can translate it. It's okay. Okay, so you think...
it's just a story for people that have not been taught critical thinking.
Okay. And you think that about all religions or just
yes,
Christians?
Yes,
I do. Okay. מי זה ישו, כאילו, בחינת מהמבט היהודית?
יש גמרא על ישו, במסכת סנהדרין, שהוא היה תלמיד של תנא, אבל הוא כפר בעיקר. הוא יצא לדרך שהיא לא הדרך של היהדות. הוא האמין בזה שכבר הגיע הזמן של העולם הבא, למרות שלא הגיע הזמן של העולם הבא.
אוקיי.
משהו כזה.
אוקיי. מה להוסיף? שאתה יודע. והשאלה, למה אנחנו יהודים לא מאמינים שישו הוא המשיח?
כיוון שלא הגיע הגאולה. הוא סובר שהגיע הגאולה ואין יותר עניין בלעבוד ולעשות מצוות. אבל היהדות טוענת שעדיין יש מה לעשות מצוות. כיוון שעדיין אף אחד פה לא נהנה, הנאה מוחלטת. אז ברור שעדיין העולם הבא אותו, כן.
זה על ישו, מי זה ישו במבט
Jesus Christ
במבט היהודית
ישו?
כן
הוא לא קשור אלינו בכלל
אוקיי, אז למה הוא לא המשיח?
כי הוא לא קשור אלינו, אנחנו מאמינים בתורה, יש לנו את התורה ישו היה יהודי
מה?
יהודי שהתנצר והלך לנצרות שיחק בדיוק, חי בסרט רציני שהוא הולך על המים
הוא היה מהשן
הוא האמין בצלב הוא האמין בצלב אנחנו יש לנו את המגן דוד, יש לנו את אלוהים של השמיים, אנחנו מאמינים בתורה שאלוהים נתן לנו בהר סיני. אנחנו לא מאמינים בישו, ישו בכלל לא קשור אלינו, אין לנו קשר לישו.
Okay.
יש לנו את התורה שממנה אנחנו מאמינים, חוקים, הכל יש בתורה.
מי זה ישו בשבילכם?
ישו זה מייסד הנצרות.
Okay.
זה לא מדויק היסטורית, אבל הוא נחשב מייסד הנצרות.
Okay.
יסד האמתי זה פאולוס
מה? פאולוס? לא שמעתי
הוא בעצם מייסד הנצרות האמיתי
הבנתי
עבור איזה פרויקט זה?
זה פרויקט שלי שאני עושה, אני לומד ומלמד קונפליקטים, למה אנחנו אוהבים ובחול יש הרבה מיתוס על הקונפליקט ועל ישראלים ופלסטינים בכלל, יותר על ישראלים, הרבה יותר. ואז אני אומר לאנשים, תשלח לי שאלות, אני אלך, כל שאלה, אני אלך לרחוב, שאנשים
שבוע היו לי פה, אני עובדת
בארגון של... English? Even better.
Oh, I can speak English. I work in an organization that gives help to pregnant women who have financial difficulties.
Okay.
And some I think they were making a donation. They came in and they said that they were Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And but they were living in Israel for many years or something like that. And they asked me if I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for a minute and I said, I'm a Jew. They stopped asking me.
Yeah, I think there's an automatic assumption that they can't quite figure out why we don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
If we believe.
Yeah. Right, right.
At all. So, well, okay, can you maybe explain in some way why?
Why
Jews in general or you don't believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior or that kind of thing.
It's not our tradition. We have our own tradition which is very ancient and very ingrained. And part of it is not believing. It's not believing in Jesus.
Okay.
That is the right thing. Are you Jewish? Do you want to honor God? That is the godly thing to do. We respect one another.
The godly thing to do is to kill you.
The godly thing is to kill me.
That's right. Yes? That's what the Torah says.
The Torah says to kill us.
The Torah says that people who worship idols such as yourself, when there is a Sanhedrin,
to kill us.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Torah
says. So we know how the Jewish people feel about Christians, yes? That you discriminate against Christians.
Christians are idol
worshipers. Now they're
there are protests going on here in the Kol, in the heart of Jerusalem, because the Messianic Jewish Alliance is gathered, and believers from all over Israel are gathered in the pavilion to lift up the name of Yeshua. And that's not really welcomed by a lot of people here in Israel. That's not really understood by the ultra-Orthodox community. And we love our Jewish brothers and sisters. We love these people. But the reality is that they don't see Yeshua as the Messiah. A couple years ago, we were here in the same place, and they yelled, Yeshua is dead, and different things in Hebrew. There was tear gas. I'm grateful that tonight there hasn't been any overt violence. People are yelling. People are...
Fuck you, let me pull. Let me pull, let me pull.
If you would join me in praying for Israel's restoration and Israel, I'd be able to God
המצרות, אותו אחד מה שקורה איתו למעלה עכשיו מות הגמרא בביטי מוזל מות שם הגמרא דנים אותו בצוער או תחת חבילה של צוער של פסולת שיוצא מהקיבה של בני אדם וחתולים וכלבים וערלות ונדרים רותחת מבעבה שם שמים אותו, שם הוא נהנה של הרצון רגע לרגע זה כפה, וזה לא הבאתם, אה? כול הכפה, וזה לא הבאתם, אה? כול הכנסיות כל הצלבים שלהם, הצלב הגדול הזה על הארון בברזיל, מתפוצץ לבסיסים, לכל העולם, וכולם יראו את זה, כולם יראו את זה. ולהוציא את השקר של כולם החוצה, את השקר של הנצרית הזאת החוצה, שבשם כביכול לברא עולם, בשם כביכול משהו, איפה מחבות הוא לוקח את העבונות של כולם, של כולם, את העבונות של כולם הוא ייקח, שוב לדעת כולם תהיו נקיים,
So there you go. That's what Israel thinks about Christians, non-Jews, and people that actually believe in God. They believe Jesus is boiling in human feces, and if you start to look into the Talmud and the Torah, you'll discover there's a lot of other things, like having sex with a child as young as 3 years old is simply like poking them in the eye with your finger. They'll become a virgin again. It's no big deal. There you go. This is unbelievable, and here's the other fun thing. The biggest spy on America ever has and always will be Israel. And it used to be published for all to see, but now they have control of the media. And if you've watched the news lately, you realize that lying is par for the course now. Straight up, period, no two ways about it. And that is that. At any rate, I had to make this video. I hope this gives you a good understanding of who Israel actually is. In why the Star of David or the Star of Renpram can easily be found on the back of the dollar, right over the pyramid, you know, because America, remember when back in the old days the pilgrims came from Egypt? Yeah, me neither. But the fun part about this is if you draw a Star of David on the back of the United States dollar bill, it spells the word Masons and clearly shows their star. This is their allegiance, straight up. Richie from Boston, I'm out.